Good morning, Eddie. Happy. What a Monday.
Just a normal Monday morning. I got up, had some coffee, got my
What
socks
else did you get
on.
To do today? Yeah.
Ready. Just a normal day. I had plenty of power. I was turning on and off lights at will.
At your leisure, as you deem ready and need.
Almost. Honestly, Annie, sometimes I think we have too much power. You know what I mean? How's your morning?
Well, I don't have any power. I haven't had power. Get this, Eddie. Yesterday, I'm not kidding you, at 3 p.m., at 2 p.m., I was outside walking around in the sunshine, and it was great.
Beautiful.
Everybody knew, you know, everybody's talking about the weather. Everybody knew a bad storm was coming. At 3:30, 4 o'clock, the sky turns black, and I walk outside, and I'm just like joking around on Insta story, and like,
right.
Everybody get inside. And then I was like, actually, this wind is really blowing. I'm going to go inside. And the wind blew so hard. Do you know it was actually the speed of an F1 tornado? It just was straight instead of circular.
Yikes.
Yes. And I'm telling you,
it's like one of those micro storms or something.
Yes. It came and went in 8 minutes, and 130,000 of my neighbors and I don't have power for the last. And because of COVID-19, the electric company is being very smart and doing the right thing. The electric company is only sending crews of two out. And so they're only in sets of two. And so, in the last 12 hours, a fourth of the people have gotten their power back. It's incredibly inconvenient for me. It's actually really dangerous for other people. Like, it's just inconvenient for us. You and I have gone round and round trying to get this podcast done this morning. I've driven a lot of miles already, and it's only 8 o'clock in the morning, just trying to find a place that I could record.
Yeah.
But for people who like live on oxygen, or need to feed their families, or you know, there's a lot of hot water is on electric, so I don't even have hot water, so no one in my neighborhood has hot water.
Yeah, I remember when we lost power for a long time with hurricanes, and I remember thinking, oh, this is a bummer. What are we going to do with our food? And then one of our neighbors is pulling out generators to start up to keep someone who was inside oxygen going. And you realize, the real cost of losing power, besides massive inconvenience, there are people that are scrambling right now. Man, Annie, I am sorry.
Thank you.
And Nashville has gotten a real beating in 2020 because people may not remember, but before the quarantine, there was, what was it? Was it tornadoes?
A tornado. Yeah. A tornado ripped through town. Yeah, it is. It is a real question I have for God this morning.
Yikes.
What is going on here?
Annie.
I'm sitting in one of my friend's recording studio back houses, and I'm in one room and the artist is in the other room. And
Okay. I don't want to know who it is, but if I guess, will you do like a little cough or something?
Yeah.
Is it Bebo Norman?
Oh my gosh. I wish I was friends with Bebo Norman. You know how bad I wish I was friends with Bebo Norman?
You have no idea how much I wish we were friends with Bebo Norman.
It's such a goal of my life. But then like, to what end? To what end, Eddie? I would never be normal.
Neither would I, but you know what?
We meet him and then what? Here's what happens. We meet him and then what?
We say, Bebo, here's what I need to say to you. I'm sure that you're living a great life, and I'm sure that you made a wise decision to walk away from music. But Walk Down This Mountain is still an incredible song, and can you please come back to music? He is so good. Walk Down This Mountain, played that at our wedding.
Oh, did you?
That was like the song played during
communion.
What year
did y'all get married? Like 2000?
2005.
Okay. Yeah, that's still the window of time. I mean, a lot of my friends did a Pages Turned in their wedding in early 2000s.
But we were formative young life from 01 to 04.
Sure.
So
there you go.
So I went to Windy Gap, a camp, as a camper. Yeah. And Bebo was the musical guest. And I was the camper kid that brought my guitar because I had just been learning. And Bebo sat down with me for like 3 hours and taught me how to play the hammer holds.
Eddie.
So my love of Bebo is like, when I see him, it will be
we have to get this. I don't know.
What it meant to me. And I understood who Jesus was that week. And you were such a part of it.
That is
Bebo Norman.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I have met him one time as well, and I cried as well. It was when I was in college as well. And so he lives here. We have a bazillion mutual friends. I've just never met him. He was on Andy Osenga's podcast, The Pivot, because Andy's whole show is about leaving one career for another and pivoting in your life. And so he was on Andy's show, and it's an awesome episode. But I was like, no, I can't bring him on my pod. I don't know how to have him on my podcast. I don't know how. I'm scared.
Yeah, because he's clearly doing well. Like, he's got a great life. He's figured it out. How do you know?
He's not on social media.
But I heard that podcast, and I've heard through other people that it's like working out for him. Like, it's right. It's not like he had this like massive falling out with the music industry. It's just that his music was so good and his voice was so sweet, and he's such a good guitar player.
Yes, I know.
And his music still holds up, because you listen to some music from the early 2000s and you're like, I'm enjoying this because it's nostalgic, but not because it's good.
You ready to hear what I spun on Saturday? I did some like organizing things on my Sabbath of my journals, not like work, but like I was just looking through my journals. I was trying to find something specific, and I busted out 10 shekel shirt. Oh. Do you even?
Very infrequently do I. There's something distant that trickled in my brain, like my old phone number.
That's right.
It's sitting next to some information that hasn't gotten accessed in a while.
Right. I texted my college roommate, and I was like, you won't believe what I'm listening to. And she was like, if you wouldn't have found it on the internet, I bet I could have sent you the CD if I'd have looked long enough.
The CD.
But I did a round of Bebo Norman last week where I just put him on. But I did that one album, the Hammer Holds album. I can't remember what it's called. 10,000 Days? I think it's the 10,000 Days album.
Yes.
But I mean, I went to town on that album. I posted about it on Instagram. I mean, I like really did some deep dive of Bebo Norman listening last week.
You were posting about Bebo last week?
Yes.
I see. You know, I will talk to you all day long, but I do not watch anybody's Instagram story.
Yeah, which is fine.
But that's wild to me that you were talking about it last week. I mean, what are the chances that we got Bebo on the brain within a week of each other?
Yeah, I think maybe for all of us in our late 30s, early 40s, that may happen weekly. I don't know.
Bebo
on the brain for all the evangelical Christian kids of the late 90s, early 2000s. That just may be real.
Yeah, so talented. I also like that we spent, I don't know, 45 seconds talking about massive power outage and the realities of that, and then 7.5 minutes on Bebo, because that guy's the best.
Do you know how much better I feel right now than I did 7 minutes ago? I've had a very stressful morning. Like, not crying stressful, but pretty close. When I woke up and there was still no power, because I mean, I was here at my friend's house last night, and they were like, you can just stay here. And I was like, no, I'll go to bed and wake up and have power for sure. Like, there's no way they don't get power fixed overnight. Wrong, Andy.
What are the chances? Yeah, it couldn't be possible.
So I woke up about every 2 hours in the night, and I would check my clock, and it would still be off. And I'd be like, okay, let's see what time it is. Okay, it's 2. Okay, I bet they'll get it. Oh, it's 4. I bet they'll get it. And then when I was awake at 6, I was like, yeah, okay, they didn't get it. And you got a podcast in an hour and a half. You got to sort out.
I have to tell you, and I'm going to be real cagey about this. And if I tell you this, can you promise to not ask follow-up questions?
Yo, that's hard. That's a hard promise to make me ask. But yeah, I will do that on a Monday.
But I've never done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's things happening on Monday that around like your world that the Koffeltzes kind of knew something about, and the power is a real thing. And you're going to find out why later. So we'll get to all of it. But this is a preface for we will resolve this on the show tomorrow or whenever. But yeah. I'm just going to say, I would like to also whine about your power being out.
Yeah.
Because it's way worse for me.
It's not the most convenient professional day for me to not have power. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or are there things you know that I don't know?
I mean, yeah, I guess we could say that.
Oh, okay.
Just sweet things. Nice things. Yeah, man. But I'm just saying.
That is unfortunate.
We just need the power primarily to come on for those that are sick and ailing, and people with children and who are having a hard time, and people, et cetera, et cetera. But also, I'm a little inconvenienced in Florida, so maybe it could come on for me.
I can't wait to hear or see why it's inconvenient for you. I won't ask any follow-up. I did ask a follow-up question. Sorry. I asked one I didn't know if it was.
It was a clarifying.
It was a clarifying, but I won't do any more. That was it. That's the end of that.
Done.
Wow.
Okay.
Always out.
Well, Annie, here we are. Big morning, Monday morning.
Happy Monday. our seventh week of recording this show, our eighth week of the start of our eighth week of quarantine life, because we took Holy Week off.
Amen. I have a friend who said that he started listening to quarantine episode one yesterday to binge through them all.
Wow.
He said the conversations and the jokes and the real talk hold up. He said each other's views on quarantine didn't age well. Because week one, we're like, boy, if we're here for another 2 weeks, what are we going to do?
That's right. It did not age well. Yeah. Aged well over the last 8 weeks. If you want to call a spade a spade, I haven't been the one who aged well either.
Yeah.
It's not been easy. Can you believe this? And here we are. It is just fascinating to think how different the world is today than we... I went yesterday and to like a brunch and lunchtime, and just everybody having to sit outside and be 6 feet away from each other. And a friend of mine was there that I hadn't seen in years, and I just stood in front of him and I was like, I just want to hug you. And he was like, I just want to hug you. But we couldn't, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the strangest. The world is
super duper weird.
Super weird. Super duper weird.
Can I ask you you've got a thing.
Yeah, go 7 minutes a series. No, do it.
It may not be 7 minutes, but I'm watching church last night, and there was an invitation to take communion at home.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it, but not out of a strong reason. We just didn't have the stuff, and we were like, we'll just sit there and pray.
Sure.
But we're getting to the point where I haven't had communion in 2 months, and for me, and kind of the faith tradition that I am a part of, more of the like Episcopal church, it's pretty high church thing. It's not typically something that would, we talked about this a little bit before, like that I would typically feel super comfortable just grabbing a piece of bread and some grape juice and doing it on my own. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of getting to a point where it's like, how is this going to happen? I would like to take communion at some point. I was curious if you have any thoughts. You're my pastor right now. What do I do?
Man.
How do
it's
people handle this?
It's such a funny thing, because traditions handle this so differently, right? Mm-hmm. Like some people say if the priest hasn't blessed it, it doesn't count. And other people say if you have Gatorade and Goldfish, take communion.
Right.
And everything in between. I have taken communion twice at home since this. Once was with my church. And once was the day a little friend of mine who was 50 days old was having a heart transplant.
Oh.
And a bunch of us, the hour before the surgery, a bunch of us got on Zoom and took communion together before his surgery with his parents.
That's as it should be.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Whatever faith tradition, that's right.
So what I used is I used a piece of pita. I had a pita cracker. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you and I have talked about this.
Yeah, we did a little bit.
Nothing purple except blueberry acai emergency. And so I made that and I drank that. Now, when I took it with church, I used real red wine and a piece of pita chip.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is such a grounding part of our faith, and it's such a connected part of our faith that I'm okay people taking it the way they need to take it in their home to feel connected to what Jesus did for us. I don't know how Jesus would, I can't imagine Jesus would be like unhappy.
I know. Yeah. There's something
with it. I don't know.
My sole reason for being a part of the Episcopal Anglican tradition, and I haven't always been, I grew up very United Methodist, very traditional United Methodist. So high church, pipe organs, communion every week. Yeah.
Yep.
But part of it is communion every week, because no matter where I'm at with sermons, singing, maybe even God in that moment, I've never been able to outrun communion.
Yeah.
And even no matter what that moment is, like, okay, welcome back. And maybe I'm drifting hard, but there's something about communion that for me, universally is so grounding, as you said.
Yeah.
And it's becoming a little drifty. I feel the drift. I felt the last time I was watching the sermon. Yeah, it's a hard, I don't have an
church
answer for
feels
it.
Feels drifty?
A little bit. Like I'm feeling far away from it.
I mean, it's part of the problem with this being week eight for a lot of people. I read an article about this yesterday. It's part of the problem is we are all losing our resilience and our perseverance to stay committed to staying home because some people believe we shouldn't and that it'd be better if we got out and let our immune systems handle this and we got the economy going. I mean, there's a lot of good reasons that people have for not wanting to do this anymore. But part of the fatigue is the fatigue of, for believers, is the fatigue of our seventh week of watching church online in our house with just ourselves and our people.
Yeah.
And so I feel it too. And I was on the screen yesterday. I was part of the video and I feel fatigued with church as we're experiencing it right now.
Yes, because the things that I think churches are doing a great job. Well, first of all, I'm sorry you feel like that too. I don't want to just hop over it. But I think the things that churches are doing really well is relational and communicating and trying to stay connected and getting calls and kids ministry reaching out and doing Zoom stuff. It's all that. But there is some pieces of it that I think I'm realizing simply can't exist virtually.
Yeah. Yeah, can't. I think that's even really true.
Trying real hard, and I can do without a lot of it. And different people come different ways. Like I could do without music. I could go to a church that never plays a song. Nothing wrong with it. Other people fully couldn't do that. But for me, I have got to have a thought out sermon, and I'm getting that. And I got to have communion, and that's not happening. Yeah, and I don't know how.
I mean, I wonder, can you call your pastor or your priest and ask them to consecrate something for you and you go pick it up?
I'm sure I could, but I also want to be in it.
I don't feel like that's an outside of a normal request.
Yeah, I think that's right. I also want to be in it with the church. So I'm a little bit like, I want to feel this with everyone. So whatever this is. So part of me is like,
what if everyone's not feeling this? What if other people are doing that and you just don't know?
Yeah, maybe that's true.
Or they just don't feel the connection because they don't have your history in the church that you have and they don't feel the connection to communion the way you do and they aren't missing it the way you do.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I think I'm going to do is I think we'll just do communion this weekend.
Yeah.
Like we'll just see, because I haven't done the at-home communion thing. And I think I'm going to just try that because I don't have a strong belief that it's like... Yeah, like pastor quotes around it, you know. I'll marry you. I'll marry people. You know, I'll do the thing. Marry, bury, baptize.
Your marriage will count if I'm there. Your marriage counts.
I mean, it'll count. Right, it'll count. Okay, we'll try the communion thing. I didn't think, thanks for thinking through that. I didn't have a resolved thing. It was just a thing that came to my head yesterday.
No, I understand. It is something else to sort all this out in every way and work. In your spiritual life, in your professional life, in your personal life, it is a lot to sort out.
And it sorts out so slowly. Like week six, week seven, not a part of the conversation. All of a sudden, week eight, where has this been? you know, it's like, it's crazy the things that happen immediately and the slow burn of it all.
Right.
The thing, you're right, like you said earlier, the resilience can be wearing off in some ways. And so there was... The first couple of weeks were all adrenaline fueled. We're doing this. And then, it's interesting. So
I feel
there we are, 7 minutes of seriousness.
We did it. Hey, should we talk about what happens now going forward with our little quarantine show?
Annie, I do want to talk about this. I am excited to talk about this.
I am too.
Because there's a couple things. You go.
Yeah, you go. Me go?
Okay.
You go.
Why don't we do it at the same time and just see... We'll have Chad put one in the right ear and one in the left ear. And then you just pay attention to whichever you choose your host.
Choose your host. Left ear, right ear. No, you go, Eddie.
So, you know what? Let's do the 4 and 7 update. I'll do the bad news and then you flip with the good news.
Okay.
Because I like that part.
That's
okay,
good.
So
we're good.
Here's my
you
part
mean
of the
four
update.
4 and 7 by you're an Enneagram 4 and I'm an Enneagram 7.
That's right. So, big update coming for me. This is going to be today, Monday, May 4th, our last TSF quarantine show, official quarantine show.
Yes.
So feel your sadness and let it all sink in.
Yeah, let's just let him sit in that for a minute because this has been so fun. And it's been 7 weeks where we've talked almost every day to our friends. And people are very kind and tell us a lot that it matters to them. And it's done. And
we read every single one of them. And
which is why it's hilarious that today was so hard to record because it's our last one.
You're like, come on. We have done 97 of
my
these
gosh.
Shows. Almost too easy. We just pop on record.
Lord, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Margaret.
Are we supposed
What's
to quit
on
Friday? So the bad news right. is this is the last TSF quarantine episode. As
and
we
I don't
know
wanna,
it.
Yeah. Can I say real quick, I don't want to sit into too much, but there is just a very practical, you and I, because this is continuing, the everyday of it, we need a little parts of our morning. And so we have like, all right, we are done doing the daily quarantine show. That was the first conversation was, we love doing this. This is not fully sustainable for other things in life like work. So yes. Not to be negative, because I think if we had all the time in the world, love doing the every morning show.
My gosh,
it's
no
magical.
Kidding. No kidding. Oh, and we never, so fun. We didn't sit down and plan to create a show in the start of this. We are two friends who enjoy talking, and I was in a bad place about being quarantined, and we were going to do 10 shows together, mm-hmm. and we're in the 30s.
So
the good news, Eddie, is
which I don't like. I'd prefer to stay in the
sales.
You
do not like good news, but the good news is we heard everyone, and mm-hmm. we are going to have a new podcast starting tomorrow.
Yay!
Yes,
starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow. Starting.
I said
tomorrow,
it like a question mark. I know, but I just am excited. It starts tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow, you can listen to Annie and Eddie keep talking. That's the name of the show. And the feed is live right now. You can go over there and subscribe to Annie and Eddie Keep Talking. And you will see there's a little preview show down there. Here's what we guarantee you. We guarantee you the same kind of experience you've had for 30 minutes in the morning, twice a week. Every Tuesday, every Friday. Twice a week, Eddie and I are going to keep talking.
We're going to keep talking. And yeah, this is a real, like, we're doing a show. Like, you can see our faces on it.
Yeah.
our names and faces and the whole thing are on it. But it has been really, truly such a joy to get to do this and to meet new people. And I think we just realized it somewhere, like, oh, we don't want to, even if the quarantine ended tomorrow, which I guess it didn't, but even if there's something really enjoyable and fun for us. And you and I had a off the record conversation last week about, like, why are we actually wanting to do this? And the primary reason is this is just enjoyable. I love this 30 minutes. I wanted to chat about communion apparently this morning at 9:20 a.m. my time. Yeah, and there it was. This was the time. So Annie and Eddie keep talking.
Yep. That's the name of the show. Annie and Eddie keep talking. I mean, it is just incredibly fun. And we feel like, and we don't know that the show will last forever. We don't know that it'll last. It won't last forever. We have no idea. We just know that y'all enjoy this and we really enjoy this. And we feel like for our personal and professional lives, we found a pattern that we think is going to work for the next little bit. So Tuesdays and Fridays. But you have to go subscribe to Annie and Eddie Keep Talking. It will no longer be on this feed. Except I think tomorrow we'll put the first Annie and Eddie Keep Talking episode here, just so that if people forget to move over. But you want to go ahead and subscribe to Annie and Eddie Keep Talking right now, because this will return to just being my That Sounds Fun podcast episodes on Mondays and Thursdays.
Yes. And just to be very clear, if people are listening to this later and wondering, we're recording this on May 4th. So May 5th, there will be Annie and Eddie Keeps Talking on both the Annie and Eddie feed as well as the TSF feed, That Sounds Fun feed. And then Friday, they're going to be two separate things. So Friday, if you're looking for the show and wondering where it went, they are dancing outside for all of those still playing bingo.
Are they?
Even Lucy, they're really going at it outside.
Yes, great.
They just finished a run walk, and Lucy's got a full song in her head. I don't know where she's at,
but
she's got it. It's just a very Lucy-like dance, but it's her. It is actually her own drummer, and I love it. But Friday, Annie and Eddie Keep Talking will only be on that feed, and I can't wait. And people may ask, what will the show be like? Exactly like this.
It's just this. Right? Yeah, we're going to keep doing this. We just wanted to keep, yeah. I mean, literally, that's why we called it Annie and Eddie Keep Talking, because we just wanted to keep talking. And we think it's fun. And we think y'all think it's fun. And when it stops being that for all of us, we are not married to a show that has to go on for 1,000 years, or we'll do it for 1,000 years. I don't know.
Yep.
It's kind of fun to do something experimental like this that's kind of loosey-goosey, that we don't feel that we aren't scared or are looking for a certain thing. Does that make sense to you, Eddie, what I'm saying?
Totally. Nope, it totally does.
It's really exciting to me to do something that we've done with the TSF quarantine episodes of like, yep, we'll do another. It's like, yeah, we'll keep talking over there on Annie and Eddie Keep Talking.
Yep. I was so excited to see it populate this weekend. I can't even tell you how I would check it. I would tell myself, okay, don't check again until this afternoon, because it takes a little while to get it to pop up. And then it finally popped up and it was like, look at that. And then I was like, people are going to find it. Because if you search just your name, it pops up there. I was like, somebody's going to find this before it gets out. But I didn't hear from anybody yet.
And you know, my weekends, I was not on social media over the weekend. So I don't know if people saw it, but I didn't see any messages come through.
No, we're pretty, pretty sneaky. There's a preview
right
show up there now, which I got to tell you, I listened to the preview show.
You actually left a review, Eddie. Let me read the first review that our show ever got for Annie and Eddie Keep Talking. Because it says it's from Eddie Koffoltz. It says, AFD is the best, 5 stars. I like Annie so much. Eddie, not so much, but he's got a nice voice. Well done.
I wanted that to be our first review.
Yeah, well, it is. So well done you. That's
I was awesome. Going to, as a joke, put 4 stars, but then those reviews actually matter a great deal. And so please, please rate and give us 5 stars. If you have to give us 4 stars,
matters a lot.
Please,
so, yeah,
please don't actually give us 4 stars. It actually destroys the show.
Yes. Well,
I'm so excited to do this with you, Annie. And I got to tell you, one of my favorite parts is that it's kind of live. So
it'll be as live as this, where we're 30 minutes late and doing the best we can. I mean, it is going to be that same kind of live for sure.
What's going on Tuesday? We'll just talk about it. What's going on Friday? We'll talk about it. I love that it's, I mean, you can go back and catch up and listen to them, but it's also going to be very live, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the fun things about this show is it is not evergreen. It is not just an interview. I love that the rest of, like, a lot of my That Sounds Fun episodes, you can listen to any time and it's barely connected to a time. But man, these are fresh out of the kitchen. Like the food in my fridge, they're probably going to go bad.
Fresh, and then it's fresh out of the kitchen and then stinky after a day or two.
That's
just
right. That's
totally rotting.
Can't wait to see how much food is in the garbage, dumpster in my neighborhood after there not being any power for 24 or however long hours it takes.
I also think I haven't started a new podcast since 2016 is when Activist launched. I started working on it in 15. So it's been a long time and I've never done a podcast. It just has like my name on it. So this is very exciting, but I also think that what's funny about it is the big day we're announcing it, you're scrambling around to find a place to record. And then we're not even talking about the fact that we're supposed to record episode 1 of it tomorrow morning. I'm sure you'll have power, but if not, I just think it's really funny that there's a chance that you're sitting outside of a coffee shop, right? Or something like huddled up with...
Hey, goes to coffee shops right now, Eddie? Nobody, because everything's locked down. So there's no sitting outside of a coffee shop.
That was a double whammy. Sorry.
I mean, it is fascinating. This whole thing is fascinating because I thought the same thing. I thought I could go. Oh, I can't go to Star. Oh, I can't go to Frothy. Oh, I can't go. Nope. Can't do any of those things because you can't sit at places.
Everything's completely closed.
It'll be fine. So tomorrow morning we'll do this again. And Eddie, I'm going to do this right now. I keep forgetting to tell the story about the bear that I said I would tell last week from last summer.
Yeah, that's really, that bear story is becoming like Lindsay Buckingham on What's Up With That.
And it doesn't need to be. Right. So.
Great. Bear story.
Here's what happened. I was at Lost Valley Ranch last summer and I shared a cabin with, I went with other families that I know and I shared a cabin with a married couple.
Okay.
So they had a bedroom, bathroom. I had a bedroom, bathroom. And then we shared the center of the house. Well, I wake up in the middle of the night and it sounds like someone is like, it's scratching their back on the wall by my head. but my head's really outside and my window's open. Let me also tell you, my window's open. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
Could this be the husband? Is he outside doing something? And I'm like, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, no, this is bigger than him. This is someone else. I was like, there's a person. Ooh, there's a person. And so then I was like, oh, I bet it's a bear. And so I get up and I peek out the window and sure enough, there's a bear. And let me retract that. I didn't see the bear that night. I looked out the window and I couldn't see him. I close the window and I lay back in bed and then I hear him go by the window.
Oh, how do you hear him? What does he sound like? Is it like big breathing?
Yes. And then he turns around and goes back and I'm like not falling asleep, but I like, there's no reason to wake up Rhett and Jen, my friends who are in the other room. There's no reason to wake them up because... To what end, right? The bear's not coming inside.
And I think so then, to help.
And then, huh?
I think to help.
Yeah. But to help what? To help me not be scared? Well, that's a dumb reason for people not to get to sleep. I can just be scared by myself. I don't need three people to be scared.
I don't know. That's one of the two or three reasons the girls can wake us in the middle of the night. One is if you're scared.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm just going to say.
Annie's had to be her own hero at her house for a lot of years. Of like, what choice do I have? I don't get to be afraid and call. Mm-hmm. Though I have called people. Anyway, we're digging in too much into this. I don't wake them up. I can hear, my bedroom is on the corner of the house and I can hear the bear switching sides. And then I hear a door open outside.
I was like, what is this?
And I was like, what door is over here? So fast forward to when I wake up in the morning and I tell Rhett and Jen, I'm like, you guys, did you hear it? And they were like, no. And so we go outside and there's like a utility room on the outside of the house and the bear has just destroyed it. I mean, like the door is broken in, the hinges. So we go and tell some of the wranglers and we're like, because it's a ranch. We're like, you guys have got to go up there. There was a bear. And the next night or that very night, I'm up at the cabin and then I look out the window and there's the bear just sauntering right by again. And I was like, bro, don't do this. Go somewhere else. So there was it. Wow. I saw the bear that night.
Was there anything in that utility shed or whatever that it was breaking into?
No, that's what the wrangler said. There was nothing in there. No reason for the bear to do that. He just like leaned up against it. So when I heard the door open, it sounded like someone slammed into it and it opened. And it's like the bear just leaned into it and it busted the door hinges and busted the door in.
Jeez. That's real scary.
It was really scary. Yeah, it was. But at that point when you're like, it's a bear and bears don't break through walls of houses. So I was like, he's not going to come in the walls. There's just a bear outside. There's a bear literally 1 foot from me. But there is a house between me and that bear. Like there's a wall of a house between me and that bear. But there's a bear 1 foot from my sleeping self.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing to be done. One time when I was a kid and I threw up in the tent.
Hold on. That was the only time you've ever been camping?
Yeah. I feel like I slept in a tent one other time in college, but I don't really remember it. I've never been proper camping. I think I'm a glamper if I know myself.
We can't even get into this. I'm writing down camping on the list to talk about.
Okay, great.
I've been camping, I mean, you know, Boy Scouts and our family. I've been hundreds and hundreds of times.
Hundreds?
Oh,
you think you've camped? Yeah. You think you've slept outside more than 100 nights of your life?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
It's magical, but I'm saying that hearing a bear and that unmistakable breathing and the smell a little bit, and then you hear the feet and you're tracking feet and you're like, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4 feet. That's 4. And you realize you feel safe, but you're just, the thing that's separating you from that bear is a millimeter thick piece of nylon called your tent.
Yes.
That is terrifying, but it's funny because like you have a cabin between you and it's still absolutely,
I mean,
I'm
were
still
you terrified when you would hear it? Oh, we need to talk about this tomorrow. We don't need to. We're trying to
camping.
We're at 34 minutes.
Camping bear done. It's on the list.
Camping bear. That's how we'll talk tomorrow.
We should come with the Kaufholzes camping sometime. Not in Florida, but if we come up there.
Okay, maybe.
We know camping. We really like camping.
Okay, you gotta buy. I need you to hear me say maybe because I really don't like it. I don't think.
I'm gonna give you camping tips tomorrow on our big debut. Annie and Eddie keep talking. mostly about camping. And that's what we're going to talk about.
That's the title of tomorrow's show. Mostly yes. About camping.
Mostly about done. Yeah, really nothing's right. Changing about
okay,
the show.
Okay, let's do it tomorrow.
All right.
All right, friends, go wash your hands. We're still trying to stay safe and stay healthy. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, but mostly, go to Annie and Eddie Keep Talking. That's where you need to be today.
Yeah, and let us know if you subscribe. Hold on, that was a mealy mouth sentence. Let us know you subscribed, because I'm excited. Like, the world now knows about this.
The world
and
knows.
Nobody's known.
Annie and Eddie Keep Talking.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We did it.
We did it.
Bye,
all right,
buddy.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
Bye.